MGM Resorts International brought about 30 of its employees in Las Vegas to Springfield this week to spend 2 days talking about what they do in hotel operations, food and beverage, entertainment, security, finance, and of course gaming. After visiting the information tables set up in a large conference room in the city's convention center and chatting with some MGM employees, Yvette Morales said she was impressed with the career possibilities at a resort casino.
It would be a great place for people to find jobs. It's the main concern is jobs and a better place for everybody else.
Morales, who said she's lived in Springfield all her life, is a college student.
I've had school under my belt, college and high school diploma. For people who don't have those under their belt, what opportunities do they have for them?
The actual jobs that would come from a resort casino development are several years away from being filled. MGM is not taking applications. Kelly Tuckey, MGM Vice President for Public Affairs and Community Relations, said the career fair is intended to let people know what education and experience will be required to be considered for a job.
So we want people to know what the expectations are to be hired, get the training needed, and be ready when we, fingers crossed, open in 2016.
MGM says the resort casino it wants to build in downtown Springfield will have 3,000 jobs in 400 different classifications. 80% will be full-time jobs with benefits, according to Tuckey. The MGM Career Fair also had information for local businesses about how to become suppliers of goods and services to the resort casino.
We have a number of people locally that we are bringing into the MGM Springfield structure to set up a retail store and or become one of our preferred vendors. So we have been reaching out into the community and already have good contracts and relationships with local vendors.
MGM has established a goal of hiring 90% of its workforce from the greater Springfield area, with 35% of the jobs going to city residents. Penn National Gaming, which is competing for a casino in Springfield, has set a goal of hiring 90% of its workforce from Springfield. Penn estimates its casino will have 2,400 permanent jobs. Mohegan Sun, which is pursuing a casino development in rural Palmer, and Hard Rock International, which wants to build a casino on part of the Big E Fairgrounds in West Springfield, also have vowed to fill the bulk of their jobs from the local labor pool. William Ward, the CEO of the Regional Employment Board of Hamden County, said the agency will work with whichever company is awarded the casino license by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission.
But we want to assure the citizens of Western Massachusetts and the bidders and the operators that we will have the best workforce development system.
The state's community colleges have formed a consortium to offer casino job training courses. Springfield's unemployment rate was 11.8% in January, according to the latest figures available from the state labor department. Workforce development studies have found the city's population lags in education and employable skills when compared to other parts of the state. Democratic State Representative Cheryl Coakley Rivera of Springfield cautions against casinos being viewed as a panacea to the city's economic woes.
It seems like everyone seems to be concentrating on a casino as the end all.
A casino will bring a short-term boom to the construction industry with thousands of jobs projected. The state's trades unions have already worked out agreements with the major casino developers. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.